ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump is off the campaign trail today, but last night in Washington, D.C., he told the American-Israeli Council he would end anti-Semitism on college campuses. But ABC's Stephen Portnoy says...
But he also repeated the anti-Semitic trope that American Jews have a dual loyalty to Israel. And he said Israel has to defeat Kamala Harris.
Israel, I believe... has to defeat her.
Trump expressed disappointment that Jews haven't supported him in greater numbers. And he said Jews would share the blame if he loses in November.
The Jewish people would have a lot to do with a loss.
Today, the House will vote on a measure requiring the Secret Service to apply equal standards of protection to major presidential candidates and sitting presidents. Vice President Harris will be in Georgia discussing abortion restrictions. Three people were killed in an Israeli strike in southern Lebanon. Two Israeli sources say a senior Hezbollah leader was the target. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Cases of whooping cough are 10 times higher across Wisconsin right now than this time last year, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than 600 cases have been reported to officials. In all of last year, there were only about 50. Two-thirds of Wisconsin counties have had at least one person who got sick from the infection. Kids ages 11 to 18 account for about half of all cases. Minors should be up to date on their vaccines, especially young kids and babies. And adults should get an updated Tdap shot every 10 years. We know broadband access is an issue for many Wisconsinites, especially in rural areas. A new report gives the state a C- in broadband connectivity. The American Society of Civil Engineers put out report cards for each state. Their grade means Wisconsin is meeting most needs right now, but requires expansion to meet needs of the future. Wisconsin ranks 38th in the nation for broadband access. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris is here in Madison tonight. Wisconsin is a huge part of the campaign strategy, and so is Dane County itself. Democrats are opening their 15th campaign office here today. Statewide, they have offices in 43 of the state's 72 counties. That includes 250 staffers. This is her fourth visit to the Badger State after entering the race for president. We'll have a special broadcast tonight here on 92.7 WMDX. And it's a big weekend for transportation here in Madison. The bus rapid transit system officially launches on Sunday. The project has been in the works for more than a decade. Much of it was paid for by the federal government. The new system includes digital fast fare payment, electric buses that can hold double the number of passengers, and a shorter trip between the east and west sides. Now, even if you don't use our public transportation, now is the time to really start paying attention to that bus-only red paint on the road. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he had a lot of thoughts when the injury happened.
You know, when it happened, it was very painful. I was telling people it's the most pain I've been in on the field. So, you know, just a lot of emotions, but definitely very painful and, you know, didn't know in the moment what might have happened, you know, what the injury actually was, how long I might be out. So it was definitely a scary moment.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers three games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Wisconsin basketball, both men's and women's, announced their conference schedules on Thursday. You can see them at uwbadgers.com. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming sunny today, we'll have highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Sunshine, 87 for Saturday. Sunday, showers and storms, cooler, 72. For Monday, more showers and thunderstorms with a high around 72. 73 on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 70.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, the lovable producer Conrad is being vague about his plans on his night off. But I will be joined by the awesomely talented Amanda Nimmer. And Terry Barr swings by on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I'm just so appreciative of Kamala. To be able to bring back that sense of optimism and to squash the cynicism and the vitriol and the rancor that just seems to be floating all around Washington.
I want to bring my daughters to the White House to meet this black woman president.
You know, I have a 22-year-old daughter, 19-year-old son is going to be voting in his first election. My daughter's, you know, her reproductive rights are incredibly important.
That was a cavalcade of stars.
Yes, it was.
Bryan Cranston, Ben Stiller, Chris Rock all testifying for
Ben Stiller has
President Kamala Harris.
Pardon me? Ben Stiller has voting age children.
Yeah, sure. I'm officially old. Meanwhile, Donald Trump was attacking spices, and I was thinking after Taylor Swift that it was like, you know, Posh or Baby or somebody, but it was an actual spice shop.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Comrade Kamala Harris goes to an ultra-left-wing Trump-baiting spice shop, which I hear is terrible overpriced product and calls for unity. That'd be Penzi Spices in Pittsburgh, which I heard is fantastic. It'd be a great sponsor here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mm-hmm.
That is not overpriced, and I hear from many people is delightful.
I hate paprika.
Has he texted that yet?
Or he doesn't like cinnamon.
Okay. Where was I? Oh, by the way, the Republican Party also might be bringing us a government shutdown. This is a CNN with Jerry Conley, a Democrat of Virginia.
The U.S. is facing yet another potential government shutdown in just 2 weeks after Speaker Johnson canceled a vote on a stopgap spending bill. How concerned are you?
I always am concerned when we get down to deadlines like this. However, given the imperative of the election, I don't think either side would welcome a shutdown. I think they understand that the consequences, political and electoral consequences of that could be quite severe. And that's particularly true on the Republican side of the aisle. They're in a quandary because they have to ultimately turn to Democrats to pass anything in terms of fiscal legislation.
What a pathetic excuse for a party. Okay.
Yep.
We have better choices. For instance,
yes, we do.
Katrina for Arizona. Am I saying that right? Katrina Schaffner is a first-time candidate running for Congress in Andy Biggs' district in Arizona. We welcome her now. Good morning, Katrina. Thanks so much for coming on.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I think all things are possible, including Arizona, this election cycle with Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket. But also, I'm of the opinion Andy Biggs belongs in prison. So let's talk about that. he's one of the insurrectionists, is he not? Is he not one of the people that asked for a pardon preemptively?
Yes. Yes, he absolutely is. And that is absolutely something that we are making sure we're holding him accountable for, because innocent people do not ask for a pardon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and as we saw last time, Arizona absolutely is in play. Tell us a little about yourself. You were born into an immigrant family in Chicago. I'm reading your grandparents came to America as refugees after surviving forced labor camps in Nazi Germany. You have strong Ukrainian roots, so proud of your Ukrainian heritage. Is that one of the issues that motivated you? Just because I never thought in my lifetime, Katrina, that would be a partisan issue, that we stand with Ukraine, that we stand with a sovereign country that was illegally attacked.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. I don't know when the Republican Party became the party of Putin, but unfortunately, that is the direction that the Republican Party is headed, at least on the far right MAGA wing of the party. And certainly here within the Republican Party of Arizona, as we've seen with people like Andy Biggs, who are currently holding office in Congress, it is something that personally motivates me every day. I can't say it's the only reason I ran. There are so many issues that I'm passionate about, that I care about. And I fully believe that all politics is personal.
Yeah.
You know, it's personal for Ukraine, for me. But healthcare is also personal. Abortion rights is personal. We all have to understand that federal policy, local policy, it impacts our day-to-day life. And so, yes, Ukraine motivates me, but so do a whole lot of other issues, especially running against somebody like Andy Biggs.
You know, I think this is why Kamala Harris is resonating and why I think you are, is because what did one voter say, Jody? Like, I'm going to vote for her because she seems more like a normal person. She acts more like a normal human being. But we've all talked on this show, the crappy jobs we had to have. When she talks about working at McDonald's, or she talks about their family couldn't afford a house till she was a teenager. This is what normal people go through. And you talk about being born in Chicago in a blue-collar family. Your dad was a carpenter. You were working in a company that got bought out, and you felt it was perfect time to work at a salon and grow your cosmetology business. And you say this blue-collar background is what drives your support for investing in middle America, which is what Kamala's talking about. You said commission-based and rate trade businesses are often forgotten when policy is written. Katrina and Kamala know that we need to ensure small businesses are included in domestic policy proposals. I mean, her, like, $25,000 for buying your first house. I mean, these are such important ideas for real people, aren't they?
Yes. We need more working representation in Congress. Right now, what we're seeing is that a handful of billionaires at the top are benefiting from tax breaks, but then everyone else is getting left behind. And so I was really inspired and grateful that the vice president took on this messaging, and that her vision for this country and the future of this country is really aligned with everyday Americans and everyday families and working people here in Arizona and across the country. And that includes myself. It's one reason I ran, was to support small businesses and trades businesses who are left behind. And the fact that she is making this a priority in her administration is really inspiring. And I'm motivated by her campaign every day as well.
Well, you know, we're playing Phoenix, Sexy Liberal. If you're around, we'd love to have you next Saturday. But I have to tell you, my dad's running mate. My dad ran with Goldwater in 64. And we may have Barry Goldwater's granddaughter join us if she's in town next weekend. But I'm sure you've heard that over and over again. This is not Goldwater's party anymore. It's not a Republican party that anybody recognizes, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. And even here in my district, which has historically been a very red district, we're not only seeing a shift in demographics, but we're seeing a shift within more conservative voters. There's a strong grassroots movement that's been building the last few years, especially since Annie Biggs has been part of the conspiracy theory to overturn our elections. And so what we're seeing is that these conservative voters who are more traditional, who are those John McCain Republicans, are really frustrated with the direction of their party. And they want someone who is listening to them, who cares about our fundamental values. So when we're talking to voters, even those on the right, this is something that they want to prioritize. They care about our democracy. They care about our fundamental values and moving our country forward. And they're really tired of this extremism, this rhetoric, the conspiracy theories, trying to overturn our elections. They really want someone who is fighting for working people and doing their job. They're tired of political games. And that is exactly why our campaign has been resonating with folks across the political spectrum, because we are shared by those fundamental values.
Yeah, and Mark Kelly is certainly an example. Mm-hmm. Democrats can and have won in Arizona. How, since you brought it up, Katrina, how concerned are you about, what's the word we call it, election fuckery?
That's what it is.
I have a bleep button, so I can say that. Because, you know, Arizona's been ground zero to some degree, right? In all, I mean, does Carrie Lake still think she's governor, or is she... I mean, you have Governor Hobbs is terrific, right? You know, I think Ruben Gallego is going to win, which is, I'm feeling really good about Arizona, but are you concerned just how, because there's been so much of that election denialism, including with Andy Biggs there?
Yeah, it is concerning. But what we're seeing across the country is that these extremist MAGA Republicans are doing fine in their primary elections, but they're struggling to win in the general elections. And so we're really motivated by that here in Arizona. A lot of the polls are showing that in county candidate positions, we're leaning more towards blue candidates and Democratic candidates. So that's been really exciting. Right now in the field, we're really concerned about our county recorder, which is something that you don't typically hear about, you know, when
yeah,
you're
right.
running, when you're voting and during an election.
Not the
year,
sexiest, not the sexiest job, right.
It's not, but here in Arizona, it's deeply concerning to us just because they have such control over our elections. So we want someone in office who is going to validate the votes of the people
yep.
and not try to overturn our votes. So
yep.
we're working really hard to ensure not just my race is going well, not just that we are working to support the vice president and her campaign, but also these down ballot candidates that are equally important.
The name is Katrina Schaffner. Are you in Phoenix next Saturday? Let me just do my booking on the air here. If you are in Phoenix next Saturday, the place to be is Sexy Liberal. We'll be Allison Gill from Mueller. She wrote Fame podcast. We'll be there. We'd love to have you. And we urge people.
Next Saturday, that's the 28th. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's my birthday, the 29th. No pressure.
All right. So Saturday the 28th,
yes.
I can certainly, I will be in town. So
yay!
I'll get you the details.
Booked. Okay. It's KatrinaForArizona.com. We will see you next Saturday. And thanks so much for doing this. And best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
There she goes. And she pulled it together. She thought this was 8 o'clock at night and not 8 in the morning.
Right. she got it
See?
Together quickly.
That's someone that takes the call and
yes,
is there.
Exactly.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by not just any probiotic, Just Thrive Probiotics. Let me tell you why some probiotics fall short. It has something to do with something called survivability. To work their magic, probiotics must arrive alive. Well, no matter what you do, you must arrive alive. Come with me if you want to stay alive in your gut. But to do that, they have to survive your stomach acid. Sean, do you know you can melt metal in your stomach?
Whoa.
I mean, don't do it. I'm just telling you, you could. For my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. Third-party testing proves that Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics. That might as well be 11 billion. I'm just saying. It's a game changer for your digestion, your immune system. COVID's still out there. Your skin, even your mood. With 0 gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven. And Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today, 20% off your purchase for a limited time. JustThriveHealth.com/Stephanie.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
What a show! I'm in my travel uniform. I don't know if anyone else wears the same thing. I don't know why. Getting ready to go to the airport to go to Durham, North Carolina. Jody Hamilton will be taking the baton for the last half hour here while I join Frangela on a flight to Durham, North Carolina. Mark Robinson country. Okay.
You're having way too much fun with that.
I'm going to see if I can watch. So we had Lev Parnas on. He was fantastic. I'm going to see if I can watch To Russia with Lev, the Rachel Maddow film on MSNBC tonight on the plane on the way there. I just love this headline. Bevy of Trump allies now working to promote Kremlin propaganda to U.S. conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
Now a warning?
Right.
Does this feel like the oldest, moldiest news ever?
It does.
To those of us
who pay attention?
Yeah.
Now a warning?
Have I mentioned I'm going to die mad about 2016?
I think I've heard it.
Hillary Clinton was on last night.
And, you know, in my acceptance speech at the convention way back in 2016, I said, you know, you can't trust somebody with nuclear weapons who you can bait with a tweet. Because I saw that in him at the time. A lot of people didn't, or they gave him the benefit of the doubt, or they thought, hey, you know, we've had two terms of a Democrat, let's try the Republicans, for whatever reason. I understand that.
Yeah. Then she went on to say.
But now the stakes are even higher because he has a record. We have seen him try to abuse power. We have seen him try to overturn a legitimate, free, fair election. We have watched him bungle COVID and cause unnecessary deaths and pain. So he has a record. And in addition to that, he's told us what he's going to do. He is absolutely linked to this Project 2025 and all of their dark and dystopian efforts to turn the clock back on Americans' rights and the way we live and how we, you know, look at our futures together.
She was right about everything. Just do what she says this time. Okay.
You angry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a full, you know, hands on deck moment. And you never know what might influence somebody in their voting. You know, I personally think Taylor Swift is, you know, getting people to go out and register and hopefully turn out to vote. But I do know from, you know, working on this book and writing about the stakes, our country would be unrecognizable if this man got his hands on power again. And I love what some of the Republicans are saying who are endorsing Kamala. They're saying, look, I don't agree with her on anything. You know, Liz Cheney is a perfect example. Dick Cheney, for heaven's sake. I don't agree with her. But what we do agree on is we have to save our democracy first and foremost.
Yes.
Then we can start arguing again.
I welcome Dick. And as you know, I am not a fan generally, but I will take one for the team. Welcome, Dick. Okay. Did I mention he's doing it again, but with Israel? He's, like, literally called on Israel to defeat Kamala Harris. He also said if he loses, oh, he's already preemptively blamed the Jews if he loses.
Right.
He said he only gets 40%. No, he only gets 25. He only gets 25%. He lies about everything. He went on to call Chuck Schumer a Palestinian, as if that were an insult. He said Schumer is Hamas all the way.
What?
He said, Israel, I believe, has to defeat Kamala Harris in November. So that would be the new Rush, are you listening? Would I like some more Hillary Clinton? Yes, I would. Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
We got to get back to a country that is under the rule of law.
Thank you.
Not the rule of a very dangerous man and those who enable him. Because don't forget, Willie, that this is not just about electing him. It is about putting people into place who, through Project 2025, have made us very aware of the kind of country they want to see. They want us to believe what they believe. They want us to worship the way they worship. They want us to think the way they think. They want us to, you know, ostracize people who are not like us.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So we were saying we know God is a sexy liberal because he gave us the Mark Robinson scandal right before I got in a plane right now to North Carolina. Also, Matt Gaetz' new sex scandal broke yesterday. And reporter Olivia Nuzzi of the New York Magazine was placed on leave after it became aware of a romantic relationship she had with Bobby Kennedy. She's, what, 30? He's 70.
70.
Apparently began after she wrote a profile on him. Newsy said their relationship was not physical.
I don't understand then.
Okay. Just to review, Kennedy is married to actress Cheryl Hines. Newsy is engaged to reporter Ryan Lizza.
That's not going to last.
The reporting is Kennedy bragged in private about his relationship with Newsy. He's, I'm sorry to say, a bad guy.
He is.
I don't know what happened to him, but yeah. But I do feel like if we were saying, can you just give us any kind of sign, God, whether Kamala Harris should be president? Do we need any more signs or no? Here's the sign I give you, Jody Hamilton, for this last half hour while I go to the land of Mark Robinson. I love you. We'll see you Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Democratic nominee for President Kamala Harris is holding a rally in Madison tonight. Both campaigns have been leaving their footprints across Wisconsin as one of the most crucial states in the election. Back in July, Donald Trump had a 6 percentage point lead against Joe Biden among voters over 18 here in the Badger State. Fast forward, after Biden left the race, Harris became the nominee and they've had one debate. In that same poll, Harris now leads Trump by a single point among Wisconsin voters. Pollster Bob Ward on how independents are key.
The movement among independents, where Trump was ahead of Biden by 5 points 2 months ago, and now Harris is ahead by 11 points.
Meanwhile, when it comes to Wisconsin voters over 50, Trump is ahead by 2 points. But there are some gender trends, too. Trump maintains more support among male voters around the state, while Harris is strongly backed by women in this latest poll. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. In an update to a story we brought you yesterday, the fire at Curly's Pub and Grub in Blue Mounds caused about $200,000 in damage. The alarms went off at about 2:45 yesterday morning. Multiple fire departments from all over Dane County responded. The restaurant has an apartment above, and all the 6 people who live there got out safely. Authorities don't yet know exactly what caused that fire, but they don't believe it's suspicious. And the State Patrol has been busy on the Beltline this summer. They've increased their presence and made more than 800 stops since April. Troopers say that's resulted in more than 1,400 citations. They did these increased patrols during the heaviest travel times, the morning and afternoon commutes. They add that 1 in 4 people who got a speeding ticket were going more than 80 miles per hour. The speed limit on the Beltline is 55. These special patrols were added in an attempt to curb risky driving and keep one of Madison's busiest highways safe for everyone. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming sunny today, we'll have highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Sunshine, 87 for Saturday. Sunday, showers and storms, cooler, 72. For Monday, more showers and thunderstorms with a high around 72. 73 on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 70.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We are live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe once again, also covering Vice President Harris's visit to Wisconsin. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
My opponent, when he was told and knew about a shooting of a young girl, you know what he said? Get over it. Get over it. No, we're not getting over it. No, and to the point, everyone should have a sense of collective responsibility for the children of our community.
Yes.
And understand their right to live and be safe. I have personally prosecuted homicide cases. I know, I've seen autopsies. I've seen what these weapons do to the human body. It has no place on the streets of a civil society. It's designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly.
Amen. Amen. This is Jody Hamilton. It's 34 minutes after the hour with Sean Comiskey, and you are on the TV now, Sean.
What?
Ms. Miller is jetting off to Durham to go to the Sexy Liberal Show tonight, tomorrow night, excuse me. So she and Francis and Angela will be on the same flight, so she will be bothering them quite nicely, I'm sure. This was an interesting story. Mm-hmm. Trump rally goers suffer mysterious eye injuries at his Arizona event. Six people experienced eye irritation and sought medical attention after the rally last week. One person said, I can't see anything when I try to open my eyes. I see bright light and it hurts. It hurts a lot to open my eyes. I have this cloth that I put on and take off constantly, and it's horrible. They still haven't figured out what's going on. And it's six people, and they were behind him. And so they were at doctors were asking him, were you sprayed with anything? Because other people were fine that were behind him. It was just these six people. So,
wow.
Isn't that weird?
That's really weird.
I think it's kind of scary. But, you know. Oh, look who we have. Hey, Michael in the Bronx. How are you?
Jody.
Michael.
Hey, Chris.
It's Sean's
been
with us.
Long. So much forth. First of all. Now, I'm no fan of Sean Diddy Combs.
Right.
All right? But I am a fan of equal rights, truth, and justice.
Right.
With that said, even though the stuff is disgusting and despicable, the video evidence and so forth, mm-hmm. he still has not been convicted.
Right.
But yet, he is incarcerated.
Right.
Compare and contrast to a certain person running for presidency, mm-hmm. 34-time convicted felon, who's done identical and even worse to the point of terrorism, mm-hmm. a.k.a. January 6th.
Right.
And he is still on the loose.
I know.
What's even worse, folks, is that we have a police union here, mm-hmm. and where it has other police organizations, have endorsed Trump. Mm-hmm. What the hell is law enforcement, a.k.a. law and order, endorsing a convicted felon that is still on the loose and is an established domestic terrorist? What in the hell is wrong with you folks, in the words of the late Aretha Franklin, rest her soul? Well, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely understand, and I couldn't agree with you more. It's just it makes no sense to me that Donald Trump was able to get out. Now, apparently, Sean Combs is under a suicide watch today because he was denied bail twice now.
And, Jody, you wonder why people don't trust the police.
Right. No, I understand. I completely agree with you, Michael. It is very disconcerting that Donald has been out this, especially since he's officially convicted. He is a criminal now. Mm-hmm. Granted, it's a white-collar crime. Mm-hmm. So the violent crimes with trying to overturn the election and other things, those he hasn't been convicted of at this point. And apparently with Sean Combs, the evidence is like really, really bad.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, perhaps he was a danger to people already outside because, you know, he can afford bail. They could have made it a huge high bail, and they denied it twice now.
And they said he was a flight risk.
Mm-hmm.
I think they brought up pictures of guns that he's had.
Right.
I don't know.
So, I mean, I think that's probably why bail was denied. But I agree with Michael as far as the police, any police union endorsing Donald Trump makes no sense to me. Especially after what happened at the riot, at the insurrection.
Yeah, two police officers
by his supporters who he calls hostages that are in prison now and, you know, doing what they're doing. Anita in San Antonio, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, did you hear there was a poll that came out that has
calling Allred ahead of Ted Cruz in Texas?
Yeah, I just saw that this morning. I think he's up by a point or something right now.
Yeah, I wish Chris was there because he said that Colin Allred didn't have a chance. So, I mean, but things have changed. I mean, that since Roe v. Wade was overturned, there's been a lot of things that have happened, like those women that have almost died that have filed that lawsuit, and that's become very public, like the whole thing with Kate Cox. Plus, even Republicans hate Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
They're even, like, whenever he's running, nobody ever puts a Ted Cruz sign up in their yard. Nobody likes him. They vote for him because he has an R by his name.
Right.
But even, like, against Beto only lost by, like, 2 points. And Colin Allred is kind of a better fit.
Right.
He played football at Baylor, and then he played professionally, I think, for North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a better fit for Texas. I mean, I love Beto.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, but... Yeah, the whole gun thing and stuff like that was going on at that time. I think a lot of people were turned off by it here, and you know,
right.
And he did build a good infrastructure here. Beto did that because we didn't really have anything,
right,
as far as the Democratic Party,
right.
And now we do.
Well, that's
because
good.
Of Beto.
That's good. Do you think Liz Cheney endorsing
Colin?
Do you think that Liz Cheney endorsing Colin Allred is a good thing for him?
Yes, okay. I do. I think it's a very good thing for him. I think he's playing it exactly right. Yeah, Ted Cruz is just awful. And that whole thing with that ice storm that we had here and him flying off to Cancun, all of those things. And then he keeps going to, like, football games or baseball games, and they lose every time he's in the stadium. So he's got a bad reputation.
Well, yeah, if he's losing games for you guys, I mean, come on, man.
He is.
That's not right.
He went to an Aggie game. Yeah, he went to an Aggie game recently, and of course they lost.
Right.
He just has this record. Wherever he goes, people are just – and they do not want him to go because they will lose.
Right. Okay, well, thank you for that, and I'm excited for Colin Allred. I wish I could vote in Texas because I would totally vote for him if I lived there, but I live here.
Yeah. Well, it would just be like my dream come true if Ted Cruz gets beat.
It's possible. Seriously. It's totally possible, and you know we cross our fingers, toes, and eyes to make it possible.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Anita.
Okay. Bye, Jerry.
Bye. Bye.
Okay.
Even
take care.
Ted Cruz's family doesn't.
His
doesn't
daughter like doesn't like him. You know, it's just his. Remember, he left his dog when he went to Cancun,
and
you could see the little guy in the window, and it's like, what?
That's enough right there.
That's enough right there for me not to like that guy. I'm glad to hear it. And yeah, I did see that poll this morning. It was popped up on the Twitter, and I was like, whoa, he's up now. Okay. I think the Liz Cheney endorsement is very helpful for him. They did a great interview together the other day, and how she says, look, you know, I don't agree with everything he is for. He doesn't agree with everything I'm for, but we do both agree that Ted Cruz is worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he did help to incite, he wanted to turn over the Electoral College votes. He was one of the leaders in the Senate for that. So,
and that her endorsement speaks to certain people.
It sure does.
Certain Republicans hear that.
And they go,
okay. And they start thinking, maybe I don't need to vote for this guy. I can vote for the other guy.
Exactly. No, you're absolutely right. And I'm glad that she's out there in Texas helping him, you know, and she's fully supporting Kamala Harris, so is her father.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are all good things, and we expect her to be that scorpion that will sting us later.
Sure.
Because that's okay, and that's fine. You know, let's have some sanity.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring back some sanity to the Republican Party, if it's even possible. I think it's the death knell is on its way. Bring the Whigs back. So Fox Nation is giving Vivek his own show featuring, quote, provocative dinner table conversations.
Oh, great.
Because as if we want more of Vivek.
Mm-hmm.
He's so gross. Truths with Vivek will debut on Sunday on Fox Nation. And a condensed version of the show will also air at 10 p.m. the same night on Fox News. Today's conservatives. Okay, so he said the subject about truths, the future of America first, and I enjoyed partnering with Fox Nation to host provocative dinner table conversations that we really have in our country. We really don't have in our country anymore. Please. The Fox Nation president, Lauren Peterson, said he will offer thoughtful and unique perspective on the state of American politics after his meteoric rise over the last year.
It sounds like a safe space for, like, you don't have these conversations because you're with family.
Right.
You don't want to bring up politics.
Right.
People might have different opinions. So this is all the conservatives kind of getting in their little safe space.
Exactly. Because you know he's not going to have people like Stephanie on.
No.
Not that she would want to get near him because he's creepy anyway.
But yeah, it's going to be them just complaining about what they want. And
yeah. I mean, and now a lot of these people that run for office are looking for a Fox News job.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't think he ever had a shot at being president, no. Though the guy that may have wanted to assassinate Donald Trump over the weekend. I can't believe it was only Sunday that happened.
It's weird.
Yeah. It seems like it was a year ago already.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he apparently was a Vivek guy and a Nikki Haley guy.
Interesting.
So, yeah, he's an independent. He's not affiliated with the Republican Party or the Democrats.
Yeah.
And he was a Trump voter. And then he, I guess, got disillusioned like a lot of people did with him that had voted for him before. And was going to vote for Haley, I guess.
Wow. I hadn't heard those.
Yeah. I think probably was for Vivek first, and then when he dropped out, then he went for Haley. And so, I mean, he's been arrested because he's not allowed to own guns because he had so many arrests before that. But they haven't charged him with an attempted assassination because he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
He was just there. Yeah. You know? And had he been legally able to have that gun, then, you know, it's Florida. You know?
Yeah.
You know? And apparently Donald doesn't listen to his Secret Service detail anyway.
And from what I heard, it's very hard for them to cover and protect him at the golf
course. Of course, because it's so open, you know.
He insists on going, like, every weekend.
Yeah, yeah. And other presidents have golfed, obviously. It's not an unusual thing. But, yeah, he doesn't listen to them hardly ever.
And obviously they did their job.
They did their job. They got him, and he's not dead, so that's good. We can know more about him.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. And so, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, goodness, it's already 46 minutes after. We should go to a commercial break. We will be right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, come on! You gotta admit, this is cool!
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive Live Guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
I love you so.
I'm not Stephanie Miller. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for this last segment. It is 51 minutes after the hour. And Kevin, the hilarious gay, is calling back. Hi, Kevin, in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello again.
Hello.
I'm sorry to call a second time in the show. This is the Stephanie Miller Show with Jody Hamilton. That's a hilarious gay. But I was watching you, and then I was like, oh, crap. It completely slipped my mind. You were going to tell me, I said, when Mama had me on the show at the Chicago at that restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and you and I were chatting during the break over the Zoom,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't hear you because of the crowd, but you said, I'll tell you next, and then I completely forgot to ask.
Oh? I'm sorry.
And you probably don't remember what I'm
talking about. I don't remember.
So I don't want to use Mama's airwaves to promote anything I'm doing.
Right.
But I will, if you'll let me.
So you're doing Moon Over Buffalo, correct?
Yeah, a production of Moon Over Buffalo here in Chicagoland. And I don't know if you knew this, but the original starred the, you know, talents of Mr. Bosco and, mm-hmm. and someone else. What, name's slipping my mind.
I call her Mom.
Oh, you can call me.
Well, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the reviews of your show once they you guys haven't premiered yet, correct?
I'm so excited. We open tonight, and I'm getting ready for it. And my cast and crew have done an amazing job, and I'm ready to just sit back and watch the magic happen as it does with theater.
It does. It does. Break a leg tonight, man.
Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you. I have some breaking news about the Durham show, everybody.
Oh.
I just got a text from the lady. Apparently, John Pavlovitz will be on panel tomorrow in Durham. So if you weren't excited enough for Rocky Mountain Mike, you got John Pavlovitz too, or Pavlovitz. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. So that's really, really exciting. I love that idea. So enjoy. Everybody, if you don't have tickets, go. It's tomorrow night. And where is it at? I have it here somewhere. It is at the Carolina Theater. The Carolina Theater in Durham. So head on over. Get your tickets if you don't have them yet.
So,
you're going to get all the Mark Robinson.
Yes, exactly. Come on, just for the Robinson jokes alone. So I wanted to play this new Lincoln Project ad. It's good.
In 2020, they met in a historic debate.
Please welcome California Senator Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence.
For 90 minutes, they disagreed on many issues.
The American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country. And here are the facts. 210,000 dead people in our country in just the last several months.
Kamala Harris, Senator Harris, I mean, I'm sorry.
It's fine, I'm Kamala.
They debated issues from COVID to foreign policy, reproductive rights to the economy. But today, for the first time in history, the two participants of a vice presidential debate agree on one basic fact.
I cannot in good conscience endorse Donald Trump in this campaign.
Mike Pence joins another Republican vice president, Dick Cheney, in saying he cannot support Donald Trump. It's more than policy or ideology. Donald Trump is a bad man who tried to end American democracy. His own vice president knows it. It's time to put country first. America or Trump.
It's a good ad. It's a really good ad. And now Mike Pence needs to come out and support Kamala Harris, because just saying you don't support Donald Trump, it's good, but come on. Be with Dick Cheney and Liz. Be with them. Come on. It's easy to do. It's really easy. I mean, he's already on the outs with Donald anyway.
Yeah.
Donald tried to get him killed.
Yeah.
So I don't know what else to say to this man or anybody else that's saying, I'm not going to vote for Donald, but I'm not voting for Kamala Harris. Those are the choices, as Carlos Alazraki always says. It's a binary choice. This is how this country is, unfortunately. We do not have ranked choice voting, which I wish we did. We don't have a lot of things that would be, if this were a newer country, I think we would have, it would be slightly different.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is what we got. It is a binary choice. And if you don't vote for Kamala Harris, you are voting for Donald Trump. I mean, that's just it. Not voting is voting for Donald Trump. And not, or writing in Mickey Mouse or whatever, because some people do that too. Yeah. Even Mitt Romney is almost there. He's so close. He's so close. So very close
he
to
wants
him.
To say it.
He wants to say it. I mean, he's not running for Senate anymore, so his political career is over.
Come on.
Come on, Mitt. Come on. Come on, white guy. Come on. You can do it.
You'll still be rich.
Yeah, you'll still be super rich. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Oh, let's see who we can get. Oh, hi, Faye in Chicago.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
We're good.
I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to say, Trump needs to build a giant wall, giant wall around his golf course, so we don't have to pay for his freaking security. Let him build a giant. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he says walls work, so why not? You know, why not? I like that idea. That's a good idea, because then we wouldn't have to pay for his Secret Service detail.
Yeah.
At least not while on the golf course. One last thing. A New York Republican battled an internet connection with Caitlin Collins. Basically, they were discussing the bill that's being held up in Congress, which is supposed to be a continuing resolution so that we don't, you know, run out of money. But they added this stupid thing on saving voting, which basically means showing that you have to be a citizen in order to register to vote. You already do, okay? It's not a thing. So she got, Caitlin Collins got into an argument with Mike Lawler about it. And she's like, it's already the law in federal elections. And it is 58 minutes after the hour. I will be in for Stephanie on Monday, because she will have just come back and she'll be very tired.
Chris will be here.
Chris will be here. And we've got Kimberly Johnson and Charlie Pierce on Monday with me.
Nice.
Yay. All right. See you on Monday, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will have an update from Todd Elliott on the status of the Racing Sausage Lego set. You're not going to want to miss it. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.